Still really upset about the Rams and their performance the last three games. That is just a disaster.
Yeah, I didn't see a three-game losing streak coming, that's for sure.
I didn't either. And, you know, the way Matthew Stafford's playing, who knows what happens from here. Hopefully Jacksonville on Saturday. And you're going to the game Saturday or Sunday, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's the one Sunday I don't have a Laker game between now and the
end.
And
this is your first time at SoFi Stadium for a live game.
For a game. The only other time I've been is when I went with you for that tour before.
For that tour, yeah. So they got Jacksonville this week. You assume they've got it in them to go 8-4. But then they go into a stretch of at Arizona, they're 9-2. Home to Seattle, they've not been playing well at all, but it's still Russell Wilson. At the Vikings, at the Ravens, and home to the Niners, who now are surprisingly 6-5. And they would make the playoffs if they froze everything today. The Rams are tied for the fourth seed with Dallas, with the Niners a game back at 6-5. So all of a sudden, it's gotten really tight. Now, I think they've got three more wins in them. I think they finished 10-7.
I do, too.
I don't exactly know which games they win. I know they win Jacksonville. Then they only need two wins. I think 10-7 gets into the playoffs, don't you?
Yes, especially when you consider that right now 500 gets you in because there's
correct.
Seven playoff spots.
Yes.
So I think they're, but Mays, unless they stop turning the ball over, they'll go out in the first round. I mean, they've got Matthew Stafford's killing them with these turnovers. And not just him, but I mean, the special teams are turning it over. If they can fix that one problem, stop turning the ball over, I think they've got a shot.
You know, I think a lot of it, though, John, is the fact that Robert Woods is gone.
Some of it, maybe.
It's funny. Jorge, do you have that sound that I asked for earlier when I talked to Sean McVay? But it feels like Stafford may be getting a little too cup-reliant. Do you know what I mean?
No, not really.
Do you think now that question is more on the money?
No. That was the dumbest question ever.
Wait a
no,
minute.
Not really.
Where was Cup on Sunday?
What are you talking about? You
said Cup only had two targets in the first half.
Right, but you argued they threw to him too much. They're doing what you wanted.
No, he's relying on him too much, and when he's not open, he's got nowhere else to go. That was my point all along. I think my point has become completely valid and correct.
Your point makes no sense. What you were arguing was throw it to someone other than Cup.
Correct.
Right?
And he
That's what
do
they
it.
Did
he
on
only
that.
Threw it
on
to Cup.
No, he, how many targets did Cup have on Sunday?
I think he had seven.
Yeah, but he threw it to OBJ a bunch of times. He threw it to Higbee. He threw it all over the place.
Yeah, I
just
think
keeps turning it over.
Without Cup open, I think he's forcing the ball. And without Robert Woods, Cup is not open. I think that's the biggest transition is. How and we talked to McVay about it last week. We'll talk to him again tomorrow. Is OBJ doesn't do the same things that Robert Woods does. OBJ is more a post pattern, go to the house kind of guy. We saw him do that once in the game on Sunday. Robert Woods was more of an across the middle wide receiver screen, make tough catches at the sidelines kind of guy. OBJ is not that guy. And you saw it a couple of times on Sunday. Stafford really doesn't have, and it takes a long time. Obviously, he's got a great connection with Cup. Obviously, he's got a really good connection with Van Jefferson. He completed the bomb to Jefferson in that game. But he doesn't have a great connection with OBJ yet, and that's going to take a little bit of time. He'll have been in the system for 3 weeks as we get towards the Arizona game, which is coming up after Jacksonville. Ideally, you've got OBJ more integrated into the offense, and you've got some rapport, some chemistry between Stafford and OBJ. On the other side of the ball, I don't know, Von Miller didn't do nothing in that game on Sunday. Didn't do nothing.
Well, he got that one penalty.
He did get a penalty, you're right. But all this talk about the Rams defense, and now it's Leonard Floyd and Aaron Donald and Von Miller. Guess what? The book is out. Just run right at him. That's what San Francisco did. That's what that A.J. Dillon did on Sunday, Green Bay. I would imagine that's what everybody's going to do against them all year long is just run it right down the middle. And that's why they had, I think Green Bay had 30 minutes more time of possession than the Rams in that game because they just ran it up the gut over and over again, and the Rams got to prepare for that. What's so frustrating, John, as a fan...
Oh, we lost Mason. Wow, so I'm the one on the road in Sacramento, and Mason, what he does here is he kicks the cord out from underneath the wall, and we lose him. And so he'll figure it out. First of all, we're about to get a text that says, "I didn't do anything. Nothing happened. Blah blah blah." And then he'll realize he unplugged it.
John, he dropped twice yesterday.
Oh, did he really?
He kicked the device twice yesterday.
Yeah,
this is a thing
either
now.
That. What's that?
This is a thing now. This is what happens.
It's a regular occurrence each and every day. Mm-hmm. But I actually think the Rams are not as bad. I mean, everybody thinks the Rams are dead. I don't. I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think that if they would just stop turning the ball over, that they'd be fine. But the turnovers are absolutely killing them. And I also read the other day, did you guys see this? That they're not ruling out Cam Akers returning for the playoffs.
I think that would help.
Which I think would help a little. Yeah. And OBJ caught a touchdown yesterday. He's fine. It literally take the turnovers out. And the Rams are in all these games with the exception of one. They got boat raced by Arizona. Arizona destroyed them. But, I mean, like, Jorge, look at the Niner game. They turned it over like three times, or twice right at the beginning of the game, and then another time in the second half, and then they're dead. The turnovers are absolutely destroying them.
I mean, but
taking
away turnovers is not the easiest thing to do, though, John. I mean, Matthew Stafford has been in this league for what now, 12, 13 years? And he's a guy that. Kelvin Washington was texting you as a Detroit Lion fan telling you that he does this in big spots. You really think that this is something that's just going to go away because of the McVay magic or whatever it happens to be?
No, but I think that you can put an emphasis on it. I mean, you take every pass he throws is a certain risk, but he just needs to take a sack every once in a while. Dump it off to your safety valve. Dump it off to another. You don't have to be like, think about the first turnover they had in the Niner game where he threw a bomb to Odell Beckham that was nowhere near him. The second turnover in that game wasn't Stafford's fault. He hit Tyler Higbee in the hands and the Niners picked it off. But even going back to this Green Bay game, I mean, these fumbles, these turnovers in key parts, I mean, nobody ever, to your point, Greg, tries to make a turnover, but you can play it safer. And when you have fourth and one on your own 29, you don't have to go for it.
No, that was a crazy call. Well, I don't know, understand what that call was. And the one that was the worst to me, though, was in the fourth quarter where you're down by 11. You have the ball in their territory, in Green Bay territory. You need a field goal no matter what. So why are you running the ball and taking 30 seconds off of the clock to try and get a first down that doesn't matter? I just didn't understand that play.
It makes no sense. And the only way that that play works is if he busts it. So maybe that's why he did it. It's that he thought there's no, you tried to outsmart yourself. There's no way. But even if they get a first down, they can't stop the clock. I mean, he would have had to bust it all the way to the goal line.
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense to make the. That's why I feel like some of this has to go on to McVay because he is a guy that has had trouble with play calling in the past. He doesn't use his running backs very much at all. Remember when they actually made it to the Super Bowl? They used Todd Gurley as that safety valve that you're talking about, where they would throw it to him out into the flats. You don't see that very much. Sony Michel a little bit gets that, but I don't know. I feel like the play calling is a little bit of an issue too.
I'm not as down on the play calling as I've been the turnovers, but. It all adds up. And, you know, think about this. What do the Lakers and the Rams have in common?
Turnovers?
No, new people. They all, like, you've got to, it takes time to implement Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr. And in the Lakers' case, they have 11 new players. 11. So they're not going to hit the ground running and be, like, you look at tonight, Phoenix plays Golden State.
Yep.
The cores of those, okay, the cores of those teams. The Suns and the Warriors have been together for a long time. I mean, the Suns are almost surgical in their fourth quarter execution. They're really, really good. And the Warriors switch seamlessly on defense. The Lakers don't always know where everybody's going to be. And Mace, while you were gone, we were talking about the fact that when you add new players, they can be good players. Like sure. Von Miller and Odell Beckham are both multiple-time Pro Bowlers, but it takes time to figure out where they're going to be. The first turnover in the first Niner game was him trying to get Beckham involved, and he threw a bomb right to the Niners. Threw it right to him.
Right, because they were trying to find Odell Beckham Jr. He was trying to find Beckham Jr.
Right, those are the turnovers that are avoidable. You don't have to make those passes into tight windows. You don't have to throw a bomb, and you don't have to go for it on fourth and one from your own 29. That's the type of stuff that they need to clean up. And if the Rams clean that up, I think they get into the playoffs, and if they don't turn it over, they get a chance to compete with anybody. The NFL is very weird this year. They're almost all the good teams have what you would call a loss you can't explain. Like, you know, like the Packers look like the best team in the league right now.
Yep.
They got completely destroyed in week one by the Saints.
By the Saints, yeah.
Who stink. You know, Buffalo,
which is up and down, lost to Jacksonville.
Right.
It's a week to week league. If they do clean it up, and by the way, let me just say, so at some point, how much of what I said actually went on the air? Because I talked for about a minute and a half before I realized I was off the air.
There's no way of knowing. We were having a conversation about the Rams, and you just dropped. And by the way, you kicked out your plug again, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I this system just doesn't work anymore. I'm dropping off like twice a day. I should be in studio. That's just, I should draw a hard and fast line and say, I should be in studio, period. We shouldn't be suffering these dropouts.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, Travis goes into the studio every day.
Yeah, I know. I'm not approved. I'm not. The COVID committee says no.
Bergman,
know
what's
why.
Going on with the COVID committee?
I don't have any control over what the COVID committee does, but Travis works for the Rams. So he does the Rams pre and post. Alan does Lakers pre and post.
Yeah, blah, blah, John, blah. Ireland.
Yeah, but what is the other thing that you do that we need
the
you
other
to
thing
do?
I do is I'm the...
I want you in studio, Mace. It's better if you're in studio. You're better when you're in studio. It's not up. It's not up to us.
They must draw the line of if you know, it's the old only if you're necessary. Like, I can't do the Laker games without going into where the games are. You can do what you do from home.
But how can Mason not be necessary? Mason is necessary for Mason in Ireland.
Well, Sedano's not approved either.
Yeah, I know.
Sedano is approved
from my living room. Sedano is approved.
Yeah, well, he's on TV.
See,
he's on. He does ESPN TV.
he's at one appearance on TV in order to be approved to go into the studio.
I think I'm just going to overrule everybody.
I'm just going to say my cable's out every day. Spectrum sucks. I should come in.
By the way, Kaplan's not approved.
Poor Kaplan.
See,
I'm a big Cap
guy. That's the two. That's two of you.
I'm a
are
big
not
Cap
approved.
Guy. I feel bad for Cap.
There you go.
All right. Don't forget John's lie of the day. John, I'm assuming you've told it, yeah?
I'm not at liberty to say whether or not I've told it.
We have got John's lie of the day coming up for you at 3:30 today. Four-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle show and snowboard show and sale at the L.A. Convention Center. Plus, a much-coveted Vote for Jorge t-shirt and the pride of sniffing out the lie of the day. That's coming up for you at 3:30. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. According to Scott Kaplan, this is the really popular band from Compton, The Game. That is The Game. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. What is up, people? We got great news for Trojan fans. The Lincoln-Riley effect is in full effect. This is breaking. Five-star quarterback Malachi Nelson has committed to USC, 6'3", 180 from Los Alamitos, ranked as the number two player in the 2023 class, number two quarterback. He is Lincoln Riley's first recruit to commit to the Trojans as head coach at USC. It's just the beginning. Just the beginning, John.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see more and more. He had a few kids from California.
Yep.
That he had recruited. Now, there's even talk that Caleb Williams, who was the number one rated quarterback in the country 2 years ago, who played quarterback for Riley at Oklahoma this year, could follow him to USC. And then all of a sudden, you've got, I mean, you've got Jackson Dart. You would have Caleb Williams. You would have, I mean, considering that Lincoln Riley had back-to-back Heisman Trophy winners with Murray and with Baker Mayfield, right? Mayfield first, then Kyler Murray. I think that all these quarterbacks are going to flock to USC. We lose him again, Jorge?
Yep, he's gone again.
Yeah, he's gone.
Right when we're talking about Malachi Nelson, too. I just want to know what's going to happen to Jackson Dart. I mean,
he'll be the favorite to. I mean, Malachi Nelson is probably the guy waiting in the wings, but I would think Jackson Dart is QB1 in the depth chart next year.
If like you said, Caleb Williams is going to come across, though. So
he hasn't yet, though. He's still. Caleb Williams is still at Oklahoma. Spencer Rattler also entered the transfer portal, but I doubt Rattler would follow. Lincoln Riley to USC because Riley benched him in favor of Williams.
Yeah, I mean, he was terrible at the beginning of the year.
Right. Well, I'm sure Rattler's going to go somewhere else. Okay, by the way, today my voice has been kind of trash because, like, that game went triple overtime on Friday night, and I've been doing games. We've had a game every other day for over a month.
Right.
So there have been no breaks. Tonight, after tonight, there's 2 days off. The Lakers don't play again until Friday. It's the first time I've had 2 days off in over a month. So I've been drinking a lot of tea. And I went to Starbucks today, and you know how you can buy those glasses at Starbucks that insulate your drinks?
Yeah.
They either keep your cold drinks and hot drinks hot. So I said, what's your best one? This guy goes, buy this one. And he hands me this. It's I've never had one of these before. Hands me a Stanley thermos sold by Starbucks. Greg, I'm not kidding. I poured 20 ounces of hot liquid into this at the start of the show at 1 o'clock. Still piping hot.
Two and a half hours later. Wow.
And I overpaid for it, but now I don't feel like I did. $27 for this cup.
Oh, I mean, for a cup, that's not. I mean,
totally
that's,
worth it.
Sounds high, but really, that's not that bad of a deal.
Totally worth it. This thing is like it's a fortress. It's spectacular. I'm gonna have it at every game now.
Fortress
it's
of
awesome.
Heat.
I know.
Good for lemons.
Yes, in my line of work, that's what you need. All right, so you know, simultaneously with our game tonight. Is Suns Warriors 18-2 Warriors at the 17-3 Suns?
Hey, I'm
the
back.
The Suns have won 16 games in a row. You need to get better internet, man.
Yeah, I know. I know it's problematic. Yeah, I'm excited for this game tonight, though. I'm excited for this game. And
so,
I
How much time are you going to spend watching TNT versus watching the Laker game?
I'll be
focused on the Laker game.
I'm going to watch the Laker game. I'll flip over on commercials. But, I mean, come on. I'm not going to miss a Lakers game. That would be ridiculous. This battle. But I do like Golden State to win tonight. You know, Golden State, underreported, has the number one rated defense in the NBA. And, by the way, you think of them as a three-point shooting team. They also are top five in finishing at the basket. And they've got the most switchable lineup in the NBA. You mentioned a couple of pieces are going to be gone. Andre Iguodala is out tonight. Who else is out?
Damian Lee.
Yeah, but, I mean, they've still got Jordan Poole, who I think will step up and have a good game. Draymond Green is the heart of that defense. I like Golden State to win tonight.
Wait, well, they also have the leading scorer in the NBA.
Oh, I know, Steph. Steph.
Jorge, did you just play the snoring sound again? What was wrong with that breakdown of the game?
No, I haven't played anything.
Wait a minute, did you play the snoring sound while I was talking about the game?
No, not really.
No, not really.
I didn't play anything. I'm doing something
really.
Else.
Nobody played it. I swear to you, nobody played it.
Okay. Yeah, because I better never hear that again on the show, or all hell will break loose.
He'll send his robot after you.
I kind of want to play it now, but I'm not going to.
I thought that was an excellent breakdown of the game, by the way.
Phoenix is going to win.
Hey, can I put 20K on the Warriors?
Yeah. Oh, you got 60K on the line tonight, man.
Yeah, let's do
that. Look at Jorge.
20K.
What's the other 40K he's got?
On the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
Lakers minus 3.5.
And you got Warriors?
Yeah, 20K on the Warriors.
And 20K on the Warriors. You've got to get back into this thing, so you're smart to play along here. Let's see. The odds for Golden State and Phoenix is Phoenix.
-3.
There you go. Phoenix -3.
So you're getting points too? Wow. That's a good bet.
There you go. Swag.
60K.
Swag.
Good job, Jorge.
Yeah, Mythical Money. Jorge's got a. Now, Ireland, you can't bet on anything until the weekend. You can't bet till NFL weekend.
Yeah, but I will this weekend. I only have a month left. Tomorrow's December
1st. You've got a lot of gambling to go, man.
You want
to
bet on hockey?
Gambling to go.
I got some hockey things for you.
I might.
I got Nashville -155 against the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Oh, Columbus. I love that's a great spot for Columbus right there. Great spot for Columbus.
+155 for
Columbus.
+155.
I love that bet.
Plus, Mace wanted to give me advice on Mythical Money yesterday. I said, no thanks. Let me take my chances.
Ireland, don't you think that's – like Jorge is – I mean, look, he's using the swag system, the scientific wild-ass guess system. And I did make, you know, probably a dumb bet this past weekend and lost all my money. But don't you think Jorge should use my wisdom in order to try to win this thing?
No, not really.
Yeah, no. I mean, what you made the dumbest bet of the year. Why would
he
trust you?
You know what he did? After my support of Golden State, he went ahead and bet on Golden State.
You gotta be me.
Yeah, I think that, Jorge, of all the people you should listen to, Mason is the last person. Think about this. He bet all of his money, $80,000, to win $12,000, and then he lost it on a meaningless overtime bet. That meant nothing.
I thought it was a clever bet. I was looking for something different. I was going to try something
different. You
got
that.
I'm out there on the edge. I'm trying stuff. I'm experimental. I'm doing stuff that's that's interesting. I'm keeping it interesting, man. It's our job around here, so I took an interesting bet. Didn't work.
Well, interesting is one word.
Yeah, interesting is one word. All right, coming up next for you is John Ireland's lie of the day. Now, at some point today, John Ireland has told a lie. And if you think you know what it is, and by the way, I do not think I know what it is.
I think you do.
I got it.
You think I know.
I'll tell you why I think you did after we reveal it, but I think you did.
It's a 4-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle Ski and Snowboard Show at the LA Convention Center. It is a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. The last Vote for Jorge t-shirt and the pride of knowing that you outsmarted John Ireland. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Lie of the day is next. Mason and Ireland, 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
All right, so it is lie of the day time. Every day, somebody tells a lie. And contrary to what my mom says, we're proud of these lies. My mom says, why would you take pride in lying? No, it's actually requires
it's fun.
Some cleverness. It's fun.
Yeah.
So at some point today, Ireland told a lie. And if you think you know what it is right now, you got a 4-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle Ski and Snowboard Show and Convention at the LA Convention Center, plus a very, very coveted Vote for Jorge t-shirt as we get ready for the Mandy Awards in February. And let's see who's on the... John, I don't think I know. Maybe you think I think I know.
I do, and I think Bergman knows it too. But let's see. You got the calls?
I got the calls. We'll pick a number,
right,
1 to 6.
Let's go number 3.
Number 3. Numero tres. Corin from L.A. Corin, you're on 710. What's up?
Hi, how you doing?
Excellent, man. Excellent.
Good. Hey, Corin, what's the lie?
Is it the lie about the nanny?
It is not the lie about the nanny. Corin.
It was an elaborate story, but I knew that story. I know Lisa objected to the hot nanny. All right, John, 1 to 6.
Let's go number 1.
Number 1 is Darren in Pasadena. Darren, you're on 710 ESPN. Hey, Darren.
Well, I was going to go with the nanny, but I'll go with John wouldn't care about having the hot tennis players with his wife.
Darren, that's a good guess, but it is incorrect.
Incorrect.
Sorry, it's not the lie of the day.
Okay, one more, then we give a hint. Let's go to Steve in Ontario, line two. Steve, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey,
great.
Think, hi, Steve.
You threw a clue in there, and I'm going to say it was a Starbucks coffee mug.
Steve, that's a very good guess. Bergman, do you think he's right?
I do not think he's right.
He is not right. I'm sorry, Steve. Oh. That is incorrect.
Sorry about that, Steve. All right. Okay. So now a hint.
Okay. My lie is baseball related.
I knew it.
I know.
Okay. That's the hint. My lie is baseball related.
And I do not. Yes, I do know it. I do know it all of a sudden. Let's go to Derek in La Habra. Derek, you're on 710. What is your guess, my friend?
They already said it, man. I have no guess. It was a Starbucks one.
All right, if you have no guess, go ahead and hang up. Go ahead and hang up. 877-710-ESPN. Now I know exactly what it is.
The reason I thought you knew is you read the promo for Lie of the Day right after I said it.
Correct.
So I thought, he figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go. Is Ernesto still there in Ventura? Is Dan still there in Mission Viejo?
Carlos in Costa Mesa. Go to Carlos.
Carlos, you're on 710. What's up, man?
I know the lie. It's the Freddie Freeman interview.
Carlos, you're absolutely right. I have never interviewed Freddie Freeman. I have no idea if he's a good guy or not, although I've heard good things about him. And, Carlos, you win.
Nice, Carlos.
Thank you guys.
Good job, man. A lot of pride goes along with that, along with a Vote for Jorge t-shirt and a 4-pack of tickets to the Ski Dazzle Ski and Snowboard Show and sale at the L.A. Convention Center December 10 through 12. Thanks, man, for listening. We appreciate you a lot.
Thank you, guys. Vote for George.
Vote for Jorge.
Mesa, I have major breaking news.
Okay. By the way, more info at skidazzle.com.
Okay.
What's breaking?
I'm going to read exactly what was sent to me, and I don't know what conclusions we can draw from it, but LeBron James is out tonight because of health and safety protocols.
Oh, no.
Now, that does not necessarily mean that he's tested positive for COVID.
It could mean contact tracing, right?
Correct. It could mean anything. It could mean that he missed a test. It could mean that a test came back inconclusive. It could mean, like you say, Mace, that he had contact with someone who, you know, the testing rules are all pretty strict. So interesting that I know all the players got tested. You know, we get tested fairly regularly, anybody in the traveling party. And so I know there was a test over the weekend, and maybe this has something to do with that, like he was with somebody. But he has entered health and safety protocols and is out tonight versus Sacramento.
And to the best of our knowledge, he was vaccinated, right?
He said he was, yeah.
Yeah.
And and it could have been a, you know, a situation where he just didn't, you know, one of the testing protocols wasn't followed exactly. You know, there's a wide range of things that fall under that umbrella of health and safety protocols. It does not necessarily mean that you've tested positive. So I'm sure some people are going to jump to that conclusion, but it does not necessarily mean that.
Well, and it's probably more, I would say it's probably more likely than not.
No, I wouldn't even say that. I think that he's tested positive? No, I wouldn't. I think we need to wait. It could be a contact trace. And by the way, if you're vaccinated, you don't have to stay out as long as if you did if you're not.
Isn't it 10 days?
No, I think it depends what level. Like, for example, I know some people in the traveling parties were, and I fell under this umbrella, I didn't have to get tested because I got my booster shot.
Right.
So it could be a situation like that. Like, he didn't provide, I had to provide evidence of it, and they had to get, you know, full verification of it. It could be that. Could be maybe there wasn't a verification thing.
Wow, so no LeBron tonight.
Changes things. And by the way, it's the 12th game LeBron's going to miss.
Sorry, Jorge, you made the bet already.
It's okay.
Well, they can still win without it.
Oh, they can win tonight, yeah. But
and covered?
No, LeBron changes the line. But you already cashed your ticket at the window, checked your ticket at
the
window.
No, I never got a ticket.
Oh, you got your ticket. It was on the list.
Oh, you got it. You
I know,
got it.
I know.
It was written down. It was written down. By the way, we're keeping track. Tonight at 9 p.m. is the start of the baseball lockout, which, frankly, I don't – it's just a bunch of gobbledy. You don't – it doesn't matter till we get to February that the baseball is going to be shut down. But it is possible that today Chris Taylor could sign. Reportedly, Chris Taylor's looking for 4 years, $64 million. Wow, good for him. Good for him.
By the way, wouldn't it behoove most players to sign tonight?
Yeah, because you don't know what it's going to look like on the other side.
Right.
And Freddie Freeman's the other big domino to fall. He was reportedly looking for 8 years, 160. 8 years, 160. And John Heyman reported that the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Blue Jays are in on Freddie Freeman. Most smart people all along have thought that he will stay in Atlanta as the franchise cornerstone player. But we'll see. You never know. There have been some surprises already in free agency. All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. It is Ireland's game today. Bergman already won the last month. He won
so
November,
let's start,
Johnny.
Let's start December yesterday. Today.
Yeah, so we start December today. That's coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, here we go. It is time for Game of Games. It is a brand new month, the month of December, which technically starts tomorrow, but Bergman already won the month of November, so we're going to start with a clean slate. It is Ireland's game today. John, what do you got?
Okay, guys, we've had 12 weeks of NFL football, and in honor of that, I have a 2021 NFL quiz. It's multiple choice. Here we go.
Okay.
Question one. I have seven of these and a tiebreaker if we need it. Tom Brady leads the NFL in touchdown passes so far this season. Who is second in TD passes? Is it A, Josh Allen, B, Matthew Stafford, or C, Patrick Mahomes? Allen, Stafford, or Mahomes? Jorge.
Allen.
Greg.
Stafford.
Mace.
I'm also going to go Stafford.
It is Matthew Stafford. With all the heat he's taken, he has 27. Tom Brady has 30. So Mason and Bergman are on the board. Okay. Question two. Which team has scored the fewest touchdowns in the NFL so far this season?
Okay.
Is it A, the Texans, B, the Bears, or C, the Lions? Greg, Texans, Bears, or Lions?
Ooh, that's interesting. Bears.
All right. Mace.
I'm also going Bears.
Jorge.
Lions.
All three of you missed it. The answer is the Texans. They've only
scored 18 touchdowns. I thought that was too obvious.
Yeah.
All right. Question three. So far, Greg won, Mace won, Jorge zip. Cooper Kupp has the most receptions in the NFL this year with 92, followed by Tyreek Hill with 84. Who is third? Is it A, Stephon Diggs, B, Davante Adams, or C, Keenan Allen? Mace, Diggs, Adams, or Allen?
I'll go Davante Adams.
Jorge.
Adams.
Bergman.
Ooh, they're all targeted a lot. Diggs.
All three of you missed it again. The answer is Keenan Allen with 81. Okay, so it remains. Mason 1, Bergman 1. Question 4. This team has only thrown three interceptions all season, the best in the NFL. Is it A, the Niners, B, the Vikings, or C, the Packers? Jorge, Niners, Vikings, or Packers?
Vikings.
Bergman.
Niners.
Mason.
Niners.
Jorge has tied it up. The answer is the Vikings.
Wow.
Kirk Cousins played every downs for them, and he only has three interceptions this
season.
Okay. 1-1-1. Question 5. This is the only quarterback in the NFL who has started at least 10 games and has more interceptions than touchdowns. Is it A, Jared Goff, B, Trevor Lawrence, or C, Daniel Jones? Bergman, Goff, Lawrence, or Jones?
Lawrence.
Mason.
Lawrence.
Jorge.
Jones.
You should have gone with the crowd, Jorge. Trevor Lawrence has 9 TDs and 10 interceptions. So Bergman and Mason tied it 2. Jorge has 1. All right, 2 questions left. Jonathan Taylor of the Colts leads the NFL in rushing. Who is second? Is it A, Derrick Henry, B, Joe Mixon, or C, Ezekiel Elliott? Mace, Henry, Mixon, or Elliott?
Joe Mixon.
Jorge.
Mixon.
Bergman.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Mixon.
Believe it or not, the answer is Derrick Henry.
Henry.
Still.
He had so many yards that when he went down, no one has caught
him. That's crazy.
So that means, Jorge, I'll let you go last, but you need this to stay alive. Bergman and Mason both get tied at 2. All right. This team has wins over the Cowboys and Ravens, but has lost to the Bears and the Giants. Is it A, the Raiders, B, the Broncos, C, the Titans? Mace, Raiders, Broncos, or Titans?
Say the situation one more time. 2 wins and 2 losses.
Wins over the Cowboys and Ravens, losses to the Bears and Giants. Raiders, Broncos, or Titans?
I'm going to go Broncos.
Greg?
It's the Raiders.
Jorge?
Titans.
Bergman, you picked up where you left off.
Yep.
You won the first game.
Damn!
The answer
Being
is
a Raider
the
fan.
Las Vegas Raiders. They have wins over the Cowboys, which was just Thursday, Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and
that's
the
right.
Ravens, which was the opening night of Monday Night Football. But they've lost to the Bears and the Giants. Typical Raiders.
Typical right, we'll Raiders.
We'll do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Okay.
The Washington football team and their kicker, Dustin Hopkins, has attempted more field goals than any other team this season. How many field goals has Dustin Hopkins attempted so far this year? Closest without going over. Greg?
Let's see. There's 12 weeks. Let's say 35.
Mace?
Let's say 28.
Jorge?
36.
Jerk.
Jorge hit it on the number.
Oh, so close.
36.
Wow, that is a ton.
3 a game.
Yeah, 3 a game. That's why I was 12 times 3. I went to go down a little bit. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. Right,
so if you're just joining us, the news just in, LeBron James out tonight in Sacramento. That's where I am. Michael and I getting ready to do the Kings-Lakers game. LeBron out due to health and safety protocols. Now, again, I want to stress, this does not necessarily mean, although it doesn't rule it out, that he has tested positive for COVID. When they say somebody is out due to health and safety protocols, it could mean he had a contact trace, could mean he missed a test, could mean he does have it, could mean a variety of things. But a lot of people are going to jump to the conclusion that he has tested positive. We cannot assume that from the news that the Lakers have released. I would imagine there'll be more details coming, not necessarily from the Lakers, but Mace, you know how these things kind of develop. People talk to agents, people talk to players. So we might get more details, we might not. All I can tell you right now is he will not play tonight in Sacramento due to health and safety protocols.
And he did play in the triple overtime loss, right?
He did.
Okay. So that's interesting tonight. Well, you know, this is why you got Russell Westbrook. This is the whole point. When LeBron is not available.
Yeah, Anthony Davis has really been the guy who he's put up, you know, typical AD numbers throughout the season. But Mace, and he's been great defensively. What has been, I don't know if I want to use the word underreported, but not really talked about, is his outside shot hasn't been there this year.
No, not at all.
He did hit
his mid-range. His mid-range is good, but his outside shot's terrible.
No, Mace, his mid-range hasn't even been good. He's shooting 38% on mid-range. That's the worst in the NBA by any player with 100.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Only 17% on threes before the game Sunday night where he made his first 2.
Yeah, I mean, get yourself down. Get yourself down at the basket. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, as Michael likes to say when we do the games, get your butt in the post and stay there.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
AD, there's a difference between a bad shooter and somebody that's just, like, cold. I think this has to do with him being cold. He traditionally is a pretty good mid-range shooter and a pretty good, not necessarily three-point shooter, but a guy who can beat you inside or outside. So I think he'll continue to do both. But I would like to see him move closer to the basket, and I know a lot of Laker fans would too. So that may be part of the plan tonight. We'll wait and see.
All right, and we will keep track and have for you tomorrow. Freddie Freeman, where does he land? Are the Dodgers a real possibility for Freddie Freeman? We'll know by 9 o'clock tonight, local time. And Chris Taylor, could he sign before the night is up? We are back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Coming up next for you, Sedano and Cap. Remember, I'm a big Cap guy now, big Cap guy. I root for him every single day. The gang is against him, but I'm pro-Cap. We'll see you tomorrow. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.